So, Father, I thank you for the awesome power of your own Holy Spirit. And today you've given me the opportunity to share with these great men and women of God. I thank you that all things work together for good, that you're growing me as you're growing them. I thank you that you put me with such wonderful men and women of God to be able to be an encouragement to each other. And I thank you that as they have encouraged me, may I encourage them today. And as a family, may we continue to grow and be strengthened in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank the Lord. Hey, thank you so much. And thank you for your hellos. Let me get right into the word today. I want to start with a scripture, Revelation chapter 13, verses 4 through 9. And they worship the dragon. Okay, keep that in mind. They worship the dragon. This is about worship. We have to understand this, even though we have an economic battle going on with the oil prices and food prices and the shortages and all the other madness that is coming, it's about worship. They worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Are you getting that? That is what we are facing now. In verse number 8, and all them that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So please get this. All of the world shall worship. You get it? All of the world's going to worship. Those whose names are not found written in the Lamb's book of life, they're going to be worshiping the beast. Those of us whose names are found in the Lamb's book of life, the children of God, men and women of God, right? We are going to be worshiping the Lord, right? Jesus is Lord. We worship him. We honor him. We glorify his name. But everybody is going to be worshiping. They will be worshiping the beast. We'll be worshiping Jesus, creator of heaven and earth. Now, understanding that, I want you to get it. Because Satan wants world government, complete control. Satan wants the government of the world with complete control. Listen. With a world religion so that he will be able to receive worship. Did you get it? The battle's over worship, worship of God or worship of man. So now, this is the deal going on, worship, 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 worship. So let's look at what's really happening here. I want to share with you a young man by the name of Yuval Noah Harari. I ask you to look it up. Were you able to look it up? I'm going to see if I can share my screen and share him in one of his discussions. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to allowed to put it up on YouTube or Facebook. I will try at least the link to it. If not Buzzsprout, I can do it under my audio. But this young man is one of the main thought leaders and kind of, they call him the prophet of the World Economic Forum, which is the group that has taken over the world and moving us in a certain direction by the year 2030, right? And so far they are on time and have been on target with everything they have said they were going to do. And he is one of the thought, thank you, Jamie. He's one of the thought ideas, the thought generators behind it. So let me share on my screen here And so let me set it up. I want to go back to the beginning of his interview I was just watching, and I should be able to do that. One second.
You don't have to wait until Christ's second coming.
So that was a bad move there. Let me get it. Okay, here we go. I'm going to share my screen, go over to what I was watching on Telegram, click on that, and let's see if you're able to hear it. And I will stop.
We don't have to wait until Christ's second coming in order to overcome death. A couple of geeks in a laboratory can do it.
Now, if you are following me on, or if you're able to hear it, hopefully you're able to hear, Yuval Noah Harari is saying that we don't have to wait for the second coming of Christ to overcome death. A couple of geeks in a laboratory can do it. Okay, did you get that? So man is able to overcome.
If you give them enough time and money.
Yeah, you give enough time and money. Here's another quote.
You have a lovely passage where you say, looking at the world today, God seems to be making a comeback, but this is a mirage. God is dead. It just takes a while to get rid of the body.
So another quote is saying, you know, it seems like God is coming back and making a comeback, but he is saying it's a mirage. God is dead. And it only takes time to get rid of the body. That's what he's saying. It's a prophetic thing. It's a spiritual war taking place. And the audience laughs.
I don't think life has any meaning. So in that sense, it's not a strong counter argument. I know that many religions.
Now, you may not have been able to hear the first statement that he made there. He was saying, I don't think life has any meaning. This is the architect behind what is going on. One, God is dead. We just got to get rid of the body, right? We don't have to wait for Jesus for eternal life. Labs and money, a couple of geeks, they get that solved in the laboratory. Give them enough money, give them enough time. The other one, who's saying life does not have any meaning, right? Let's go to another.
Philosophies have based the meaning of life on death and what happens after death. But I think
let me move forward.
Animals and plants and humans, and we even go beyond God. I mean, even if you believe
this argument, and I want you to look him up, and so that you will see that I'm not making stuff up. He's basically saying when God started everything, God was able to do things that were biological. He started things like that. They have now gone beyond God to that which is better. So God could create cows and chickens and stuff like that. They now, through technology, are able to do better than what God has done. No need for God at all.
Even the Bible, the only thing the God of the Bible managed to create is organic beings. I managed to create the cows and the tomatoes and the giraffes and the humans, all organic. Now we try to go beyond the God of the Bible and create inorganic life, something he never managed to do, either according to the Bible or according to biology for 4 billion.
Did you get that? So God was never able to create inorganic life. God could only create organic life. So they've been able to go beyond that.
Silicon Valley. My bet is this is where the new religions of the 21st century are being created, will be created. And these will be kind of techno-religions, religions based on technology, religions that make all the old promises of Christianity and Judaism and Hinduism and so forth. They will also promise happiness and prosperity and justice and even eternal life, but here on earth with the help of technology and not after we die with the help of superhuman beings. And in a way, I would say that we've already seen the first big techno-religion in history in previous century, and this was socialism, nationalism.
Now, so let me come out of that. Hopefully, give me a... Let me stop sharing. Okay. All right. Yeah, put a 2 in the chat if you were able to understand and hear that okay. I'm not sure how that came across in terms of hearing. But I want you to get what was being said. Thank you. Thank you. I want you to get what was being said. Here is the deal. Okay. So we're clear Satan wants this world government, right? We are clear that there are individuals that the enemy is using today to work through them to bring about the government that the enemy wants. We're very clear about that. And so you and I need to understand it is a spiritual battle. It's about worship. So the young man who was saying what he's saying, he's not our enemy. He's not the one that this is about. It's the one who's using him, the manipulator behind the scene, working through him to make sure those things happen, that we have to be aware of what's going on. So let me share. I've just ordered a book by Dr. Naomi Wolf, who was a prominent feminist until she began to see what was going on with our world. And she just wrote a book called The Body of Others. And she is saying today, what we are facing is most unusual. Follow my thinking, then we're going to pray. She said in the past, and I'm taking from paraphrasing a conversation she had with Steve Dace, but they were basically saying, we fought over, should I serve God? There'll be one side, and then there'll be another side, another group of people saying, no, we don't serve God. We're saying, no, you got to do what's right. And they say, no, we can get away with doing what's wrong. But you see how the battle lines were drawn, God, right, wrong, that type of thing. That's not where the battle is today, no. The new group that has taken over our world, they're saying, we don't care about your arguments about God. As the young man just said, we've gone beyond God, right? We are in charge now, and we will tell you what to think and how to think. Oh, come on, Pastor, you're making it up. Look at this article. You can go look it up yourself. Very, very interesting. Whoa. Very interesting article right here that you can go look at yourself to see what it's saying. It is saying here that big tech, Google, has the power to manipulate you, right? And it's a form of influence. And if ephemeral manipulation tool, so they can manipulate you in a way that it leaves no trace. They can influence you in a way. And it talks about here in the article that they can influence you anywhere to 20 to 80% to change what is going on with you, right? It is also a surveillance agency. Did you, Noah, the young man that I just showed, listen to him, go look at some of the quotes he's given in terms of surveillance. And he was talking about in one of his quotes, how we've gotten used to surface surveillance outside the body. What they're working on now is getting you and I used to having surveillance inside the body. Oh yeah. So this group is saying that we don't care what you think. You're like, I don't want people surveying everything that's going on inside of my body. They're not asking you if that's okay. They're telling you, and they're saying your only option today is to show your support by supporting them, by agreeing with them, right? And if you don't agree with them, then you're considered an enemy. You think they're asking you today about what works best for you? No, they're just moving on, right? The World Health Organization, give you an idea, in charge of all health responses all over the world, excuse me, at the same time, one of the things they're pushing for, everybody just got to do it, everybody just line up together. If we all just cooperate and get it done, do it together. You remember the last challenge we had health-wise worldwide, Sweden responded differently. Australia took a harsher turn than some. Different areas in America responded differently, right? Even where I live in California, the Los Angeles area had some very strict rules and all that kind of thing. I could drive 30 or 40 minutes south and going to Orange County, totally different, much more relaxed. Certain areas up in Northern California, totally different, relaxed. So, but what they're saying now, everybody has to respond the same way, right? That's what they're saying, a control over all the world. So we're being led, listen, by people who have no problem of hurting you and taking away your stuff and your money, especially if they feel they know what's best for you. You getting that? And it's a spiritual thing. Look what happened during the shutdown. Look who made money and who got poorer. Look who increased and who decreased, right? Look at the areas that were burned down systematically, certain areas, and then people could come along later and buy up those same properties at a fire sale at very low price and get it rebuilt and restarted, right? Design. But what was under attack? What was under attack? Follow this. During the crisis, no singing. Oh, that's a human thing. No churches. No, no, no. See, human beings, we get strength from singing together. A lot of people miss why we even have people sing together in church. It gets everybody on the same page, looking at, focusing, going in the same direction, reading the same words, breathing together, reaching out to God together. Man, they're focused on you. Do everything at home. You get on your bike and look in the screen. You're going to be okay, right? You hug people through plastic. You'll be okay. No, 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 no. The thing that builds up God's people, singing, churches coming together to worship. No gathering together during the crisis. No, no. Don't be there when somebody's sick in the hospital and they really need support. Are you watching the pattern? No school for your kids, right? No. No social concern, no in-person movie, music, no crowds of support at funerals, man, no town halls. So what do you end up with? Human beings just with their head down. Watch this. You now are not allowed to do the thing that promotes the human unless it's done through technology. So you can sing, but it got to be on Zoom. You can have church together, but it got to be on Zoom. You get that? You can have the funeral and all the people can come on Zoom, where you could be censored, where you could be tracked, where you can be controlled, where you can be muted. And then all the ways we get strength from each other, oh, the fight is there. I hope you're getting it. That's the battle. That's where the war is. That's where we're fighting today. It is a spiritual war. People being manipulated behind the scenes. Let's take that away. Technology is good. People bad. God failed. Can you imagine the young man is saying, God was only able to create these kind of beings. Oh, really? And you are what? You're taking what God has created and building on it, and that makes you better. Wow. And those are the people that the enemy is using to get mankind to focus on worshiping the beast, anything that's not connected to God. Oh man, that's where we need to pray. That is what is going on in our world today. So where's the challenge? I raised it in our last meet. The challenge is, the Bible is very clear. Jesus is not going to return until that spirit of Elijah comes back, where the hearts of the fathers turn to the hearts of the children and the hearts of the children turn to the father. What is this saying here? Jesus is not going to return back until we in the church, we church people, we get in a walk with God like Elijah was, man, like Elijah was, where one man could stand up to 450 of Jezebel's best prophets and knock them all out in a day. One to 450, right? The Bible said one of us should be able to put 1,000 to flight. Woo! See, Jesus is ready to come back now because he got his boys, his girls ready. We're rolling. We're making it happen. two of us putting 10,000 to flight. But then the other thing that was key was relationship. What did God do with Elijah? When he started tripping, he connected him in relationship with Elisha. Who are you in relationship with? Do you hang out with anybody at your church? Oh, Pastor, I don't go to church, don't need the church. No, we all need church. We all, because that's the body of Christ. Well, Pastor, I'm an eye. I'm a prophetic person. I can see. Yeah, but your eye is no good outside your body. Have you ever seen an eye outside the body? No good. Get stepped on, it gets squashed, it can't go anywhere. It can't receive nutrients. You've got to be connected to the eye. You got to have muscle attached to you. You have to have nerve attached to you. Those are things in the body. Oh, Pastor, I'm a great teacher, man. I don't need anybody. I'm a great teacher, man. I got it. No. You need, yes, koinonia. Somebody said it. We got to have the fellowship. Do you know those are the two crucial things that God is looking for? I will walk with him and I will fellowship one with another. You want to prove that you're a child of God? Not by preaching a sermon, man, that everybody's shouting and singing and praising the Lord and dancing in the street. Wonderful, wonderful, do it. But that doesn't prove. It proves that you love the Lord. And if you love the people around you, then God can work through you. And that is what the enemy is attacking. That's why they don't want you to go to church. That's why they don't want you to meet in person. That's why they want to put everything you do behind the shield of technology that can be manipulated. That's why Google wants you doing stuff, man. Just get on the internet. Just get on the internet. Google wins every time. Google wins every time. They're tracking. They're running that thing. But you and I, we get into the word. Amen. Oh, yeah, we lift up the name of Jesus. We worship, we pray, we honor God. And through that, a difference is made. So listen, would you please, again, I want to challenge you again. But look at again what Noah, Yusef, I think it is, you all Noah Harari. I'll get his name right. Whatever he's saying, whatever he's promoting, and we pray against that, we break it. We're going to stop and pray today for that. And then I want to ask you, if you would, continue to pray for me in my training that I develop a character, man, that God is able to use in these last and evil days. And listen, I'm praying the same for each of you. Such a blessing to me. I'm praying that you don't miss your assignment. Not only have you been called, each one of you, listening today and those who will listen on the second shift. But we want you to be chosen because you're faithful to the calling. Let's pray against the things of the enemy today and believe God for restoration and new power to flow in the church, the body of Christ. Father, we just come together as a people of God today, trusting and believing you. Yes, Lord, our eyes are upon you. And we declare, great is your faithfulness, Lord. Great is your power. Yes, Lord. Great is your mercy. Great is your love. And we are believing today in Jesus' name that all things work together for good. Yes, Lord. I'm believing today in prayer that God, you've allowed our enemies to show exactly where they're planning to go. So we can pray against it, so we can deal with it according to your word. And we already know they've lost. We already know they lost. They may gain the whole world and lose the soul. Already know they lost. We already know they've lost the battle. They've lost the war. And so, Father, we fight so that we can bring more souls into the kingdom. We fight so that we can move in power and might, that the healing virtues would flow, that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We pray for this young man, Yusef Noah Harari. We pray for him. We pray for the breakthrough of the power of God. Yes, Lord. We pray that he will be flipped as you flipped Saul in the New Testament and made him into Paul the Apostle. Oh God, we thank you for your love and your power moving even now upon his life, upon his heart. We pray for those who are leading the world in the wrong direction, that their eyes are being opened now in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I sense that we ought to pray for ourselves, that we would be protected from the work and the plan of the enemy. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over our own personal situations. Come on, each of you, pray for yourself and your home. Father, the blood of Jesus over our living situations. We thank you that angels have been assigned to be watching over our homes, over our children, over our travel back and forth. We plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, that there would be the glory of God in the midst of our home. And your same glory will be a fire round about us to all of our enemies. We thank you, Father. Yes, we claim the promises of Luke 10:19, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We rebuke the spirit of revenge today and retaliation in Jesus' name. And we declare your word and your will and your power goes forth. We thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, and thank the Lord. Well, listen, thank you so much for hanging out with me for a few minutes today. By the grace of God, I will be able to be with you on next week. There are a lot of little things going on, but I'm still believing, I'm still praying, and I'm still studying to show myself approved unto God. We just love you to life. Thank you so much. Yes, I will pass that on to Lady Dawson as well. We love you to life. Listen, you be safe there in Chicago. We're praying for you. It's crazy out here in LA. We're praying for you as well, wherever you are. Amen. Yes. Thank you so much. Love you to life. God bless you. God bless you. Take care. Take care.